Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be weird because we're going to talk about wedding dresses. And I was like, there's a stack of them at my house.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, the second one, you only went to the, you went to the courthouse, right? And she wore like a white suit kind of thing?
No. We still got, so weird. So the first one, we had a form, like a real wedding gown and the whole thing. I don't honestly think I have them, so don't start driving to my house, people.
Dang it.
I don't know that you would fit any of the dress, like...
No,
Sticky
tiny.
Was like, no, but tall too.
Yeah.
Although, no, you and the second wife were about the same height.
So. Same height, but she's a string bean. She's...
Dun, dun, dun,
okay.
Dun.
Anyway, the first one, regular again. Second one, like, a couple different things. Like, we had like a day... We just signed the paper in our living room or whatever, but she was dressed all in white and whatever, and then we went out to eat.
Okay.
And then we went to Mexico... And I bought a linen suit, and she had a kind of a linen-y dress, and we took a bunch of photos.
That's cute.
On the beach. In fact, one of the photos is so good, I got to find it and show it to you. It's so good, it looks like the photo that comes in a picture frame.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh,
oh, I want to see it.
It's one of those things, when you leave it in a picture frame, people are like, why didn't you ever put a photo in there? Because it's just like, it's a perfect beach, I'm holding her up.
I've never thought about that before, but if you like sold it to a company and what if they publish it and then now you're no longer together? I wonder how many of those pictures.
Yeah, I know. Like you get the thing. I was like, oh man, I hate that girl.
Yeah.
I think they're all models.
Yeah, I think they're models. I'm just saying. I don't know that they're like, let's take your old wedding photos.
Come on.
Anyway, the reason we were talking about wedding dresses is there's a new trend and I'm very shocked at the nature of this room.
Yeah. The trend before this used to be they would change into like a tracksuit with sneakers.
Or and have like that. A second dress.
Yeah.
A shorter dress. Cause
a more casual.
So you
want to
dance.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's hard to dance in the long
train. And like, sure, you can, what is it?
Bustle? Yeah.
I've never worn a dress.
Any dress or just a wedding dress? Or,
But that's not good enough. So then they started doing like track suits, get real comfortable. I love it. And I love this next one.
They're cutting their wedding dresses off halfway through. Like halfway through the reception, they like somebody comes out and with scissors and they cut it off.
Yeah.
And you two yahoos are okay with it.
Oh, don't put me in the same boat as her.
You were like, I thought you were saying I like it.
No, I've just seen it before. I don't like it at all. No, I didn't even like the tracksuits. And I got that
really?
A lot because I'm a sneaker guy and everyone's like, what sneakers are you going to wear at your wedding? It's like, it's my wedding. I'll wear the dress shoes. Like, this is a classy.
Shut up.
Like,
okay, now you're too far the other
like,
way.
I'm not, this is my one day that's a wedding. Like, I didn't even take my jacket off the whole time. It's a rental. I'm in pictures. I want to look the. It's the one
Shut
day.
Your mouth.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
it's
we're
like
in a fight.
6 hours to just
I know,
wear
but
a suit.
Like, there's something you don't like, bless you.
Thank you.
You don't like slowly but surely. I love going to like black tie events. Bless you.
Thanks.
Going to black tie events and slowly but surely undoing my tie.
Oh my God, my tie is off. The tie undone. It's my favorite look.
Yeah. And then eventually the tie's a headband.
Yeah, it's so fun.
No, I do all of that, but at other people's weddings. When it was my wedding, it was just I kept the jacket on. Because I took pictures the whole time. I don't think your wedding day is for you. I think it's for your guests.
Should reflect you becoming more and more casual at your party.
And having fun.
Yes.
I did have fun. I still had fun.
With your tie tight?
I just didn't get more casual. Yeah. Why do I need to get more? And I don't.
You are literally the most pent up person I've ever known.
Like, why?
Because that's too far. Aaron's too far the other way. It's like, burn it down! But like, tear the dress. Like, but like, you don't. You're allowed to have fun. You're at a party.
I did have fun.
Not according to the pictures.
And also, what does my tie need to be loose for me to have fun?
Was Angie marrying a suit and tie version of you, or was she marrying you?
I'll be on my suit and tie.
She was definitely not marrying a suit. I'd never wear a suit and tie. Right, so, but that's why it was one special day
but
that I could give her. She doesn't wear
you,
a big flowy dress.
You have.
Exactly. Ever. So cut it.
It's one day that we just had. We are all over the map. You have Nikes that are probably worth more than the dress shoes you wore that day.
Probably not.
You do, right?
I don't think so. Her dress was...
No, your dress shoes.
Then my dress shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about her dress.
No.
Yeah, the dress, yeah, of course.
So those would have been dope.
They would have been worth
more. Rocking some Air Jordans.
It would have looked very tacky,
I think. No, they wouldn't have.
To wear them with a suit?
Oh my God, it would have looked so cool.
During the ceremony, absolutely. The reception...
Yeah, rock the tennies.
For sure.
So you're on this side? Well, I thought you
were
on the other side
of breaking some traditions. I'm on the side of loosening your tie, you pent up piece of hell, and put your Nikes on and dance.
I kept my jacket on the whole time.
That's so ridiculous to me. My sleeves were, pick a wedding, my sleeves were rolled up. Okay?
That's the point. They have those special shirts now where they're like serious when you have the jacket on, but when you take the jacket off, the sleeves are like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I was in a wedding and everyone had those shirts, but they never told me. And I was the only one without the cool.
Loser!
The cool thing. So we all like took a picture and I'm just in a white shirt. Like, thanks, guys.
Loser.
I know.
Okay. They didn't want to tell you because they knew you were going to leave your jacket on the whole time. But okay. So this is where my argument with you is over. But now to destroy the dress, I understand that you're probably never going to use the dress again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you marry me, you're probably going to use the dress again. But like,
flip through and pick one, honey. I'm sorry.
I've got a whole wedding room. Grab a ring.
Do we think we found the one?
Are you doing the hosting?
Oh my God, this is painful, you guys.
Sorry.
I have feelings.
Right.
But like, you think it's okay to, like,
yeah.
I don't want to be
Granted,
that guy.
I'm not the person who wants a really fancy dress. I don't
want
to spend...
What do you want?
I just want a basic white dress, and I know that they're hard to find because they're so intricate.
You still think you should wear white then?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what the tradition for that is, right?
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Divorcee?
There's no tradition for the boys. I'll wear all black. I don't care. I'll wear devil horns. Great. But you in white is a bit of a stretch.
I'm wearing white. No.
And you would cut it off.
I guess I don't know if I would cut it. I would definitely change. I'm not opposed to cutting it though.
I think changing is totally fine. The tracksuit says bride on it. Totally mm-hmm. fine.
I just don't. Is it really that hard to dance? It's called a ball gown. That's a ball is where you go to dance. It's like when you dress up for homecoming and stuff.
It
prom,
depends.
You wear a dress.
It's different
like,
though.
I get you take the train off. So you don't
Does
have
a train
long...
come off on
and,
all of
no,
them?
No, that's what the thing is. That
bustling?
Yeah,
so you put the train up, but I don't...
You don't need any more freaking bobby pins. That was the worst
it's
part of all
pins.
My...
They're no. buttons.
There's a lot of buttons. That was most of my wedding night was just undoing
I know,
buttons.
You're sitting here and you're like, well...
Taking out the bobby pins and the buttons. And
you're just like, well... Yeah.
Can I take my jacket off now, honey?
God. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.